This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are doing a radio show. I think GCN is connected, but I don't hear anything. They're saying we're all good, so at least we're going out the right direction. That is always helpful. And then probably at some point we'll be able to hear something coming from them. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, I hear some dial tones there, or some dialing tones. Anyway, we're doing a show. It's Free Talk Live. It's an open phone show, meaning that you may call in and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, hence the name Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you want. Also, you can join us online. We've got, so the toll-free lines are 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In addition to that, we have Skype. You may Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out that way if you prefer. In fact, I would prefer, because Skype sounds better than your average phone call does. So again, lrn.fm to send a contact request. It will be approved, and we will get you on the air here. Tonight, the we includes me, Ian.
And Ellen.
Ellen with me. Daryl is actually, Daryl's normally here with you, Ellen, on Mondays, or not Mondays, it's Friday, on Fridays. And today he is gone. He has left town. He took off earlier today. He's flying down to Florida, of all places, which is where I'm from originally. And he is going to be doing the Libertarian Party Convention as a speaker. He was invited to speak there.
That's great news. So do you know what he's invited to speak on?
You know what? I asked him what his topic was going to be, and I don't remember what his answer was, so I'm embarrassingly unprepared to handle that question, but hopefully somebody will be there with a video camera and be able to record it, so people beyond the convention will be able to see it at some point. Keep my fingers crossed for that one. Lots of stuff to talk about here tonight. Ellen, you've got something about Obamacare. It's actually something we haven't covered very much at all on Free Talk Live. I think that's one of those things that's over-covered by a lot of talk radio out there. And we can get into what the latest development is. Plus, there is a sex toy ban in Georgia that is going to the courts. We'll explain more about that on the way. Your toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And there's an update on the Albuquerque police abuse situation. For listeners who've been following the show for the last several months, you know that Albuquerque PD has been in hot water, and rightfully so, because they've been just engaging in acts of violence against people, homeless people, average people. They've just been horrible and very, very deadly, as a matter of fact. And there's a development in that case, and it's not a good one. We'll share that with you coming up here in a little bit. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but let's start with the Obamacare thing. There's a lot of different aspects to health care in the United States, and a lot of them really are awful. And the system that we have today, prior to the Obamacare changes, was terrible. This insurance system where there's a virtual monopoly. It's not quite a monopoly. Maybe an oligopoly is a better term, where there's a certain limited marketplace of choices for insurance providers. The idea that this insurance is this holy grail of healthcare in the first place. Maybe insurance isn't such a great thing at all.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of aspects that have been covered about Obamacare by many, pretty much every media outlet that I've heard. And that's kind of why I've been trying to stay away from it for a while, because I know that it's been so covered, and like it's basically the dead horse being beaten over and over again. But
because of that, I don't really pay attention to a lot of the coverage. So I guess I'll give you a summary of my understanding of the Obamacare thing. So this thing went into effect. There's new rules that affect employers. Employers have cut back people as a result of that because, like, it affects people with full-time positions. So if you cut somebody back below a certain number of hours, they're no longer full-time, so therefore they won't be affected by this. So some employers have been sort of restructuring how many full-time employees they have so they can get out from underneath this. There's also been the sign-up thing. There's these websites that launched late last year where you're supposed to be able to go, and you know, they're government websites where you're able to sign up for the Obamacare, or at least that was the theory. Apparently,
right.
A lot of these websites.
I heard it was a complete failure.
Disaster. I mean, the websites were broken. There was no tech support. Things were just not working at all. And so getting people to actually sign up for this proved to be quite a challenge. Beyond that, there's the critical aspect of the numbers. The polling numbers are not showing very positive towards Obamacare. I saw something recently saying 17% thought that this was a good idea or something like that. So,
right.
Well,
I'm sure not very many people are with Obamacare now because he promised so many times that if you liked your policy, you could keep it. And now that turns out to not be true.
A lot of people had their policies canceled. Or the price going up dramatically.
Right, which is why I've tried staying away from it, because I know that it's going to be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But this is an aspect of Obamacare that I had not heard of yet, so I found it kind of humorous and at the same time disturbing. The title of this article is "More Obamacare Workers Reveal That They Were Paid to Do Nothing." And this is written on the 16th of May this year, so actually just today. This website that this article comes from is Newsmax.com. More workers hired to process Obamacare applications are revealing how they've been filling their days sleeping, playing board games, reading, or fighting with each other on many days where there was little or no work. So already this sounds like it's not turning out too well.
Well, I mean, some would say this is turning out great for the Obamacare employees who get paychecks for apparently doing nothing whatsoever, which, of course, is sort of the typical government job, right? Like a lot of people, when you think of a government bureaucratic job, you think of a do-nothing position.
Right, but at least
they
look busy. They do a lot of paperwork. But in all honesty, it seems like they're not contributing anything to society, really.
Generally, as far as governments, yeah, they don't really. It's not true to say that all government workers don't contribute, because obviously there's some people out there who are actually, you know, paving roads or
doing important work,
putting out fires, and actually doing something that would be of value in the marketplace. But a lot of government workers, it's kind of the typical view of a government bureaucrat is the lazy bureaucrat, somebody who has taken a job because they know they're going to get sweet benefits, the paycheck's decent, they're going to have a retirement package after 20 or 30 years, and that's why they took the job, not to serve the public. And if they can take a job where they just get to kick back and, you know, shoot the S at the office with some other bureaucrats, then why not?
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure that's why a lot of people take the jobs, but this is, from reading over this article, it sounds like it's gone a little too far to where the employees are actually getting upset.
Amazing.
I walk out every day feeling as if I've contributed nothing, a worker from the London, Kentucky Serco facility told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch on Thursday. A former worker at a processing center in Wentzville, Missouri processing facility, Levon Tiketz, said she and other workers played games or slept because there's nothing for them to do. She and other workers said company and government supervisors knew they were being paid to do little or no work at all. We played Pictionary, 20 questions. We played Trivial Pursuit, said Tiketz, who worked at Serco's Wentzville Center from October through April. In some cases, the boredom led to gossiping and fights, former employees said. Monica Colvin, who worked in Wentzville's facility until January, said coworkers pushed her and unplugged her computer, and eventually she had to visit a doctor for anxiety and depression.
Wow.
Which, I guess that's pretty extreme. Serco, the Virginia-based arm of Britain's Serco Group, last year received a five-year $1.2 billion contract to process paper applications for health insurance from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which oversees Obamacare's implementation. Tiketz said employees couldn't have access to internet or cell phones. Another Wentzville employee center, Jason Fleming, workers weren't even permitted pens and paper, but supervisors began providing them to keep employees entertained. So This just sounds like it's getting worse and worse. Eventually,
unbelievable. I mean, you know it's bad when the bureaucrats themselves are complaining because they're so bored.
I know. This is where it gets really bad.
Well, then hang on, because we're going to come back with the rest of the story here in moments, and your thoughts certainly welcome, especially if you've had some interaction with this Obamacare system. I don't know anyone who has. I know no one who has attempted to sign up for it or interact with it in any way, shape, or form. But if you know someone, or maybe you are that person, we'd love to hear from you about your experience, or maybe you've worked for them. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond Nomes powder spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond foot powder spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Ellen.
Ellen is here courtesy of her radio show, ALP. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on tonight. And I want to make sure you know about Blockchain's new app. You've heard about blockchain.info a bunch of times here on Free Talk Live. We've talked about their blockchain wallet that you can get for your Android-based device, or you can just visit their free web wallet on their website through whatever other device you might have, whether it's an iPhone or whatever. You go to blockchain.info, you get a free Bitcoin wallet there, and they do an awesome job at that. Something else they're doing now, which is very exciting, is they're offering a merchant app at a different website. It's still blockchain. This time it's .com. So you go to blockchain.info for your personal web wallet, and then you go to blockchain.com to get the merchant app, which allows you to, as a, let's say, at a point of sale, at a cash register, you could have a, like an Android-based tablet device mounted on some sort of an arm on your countertop and have the blockchain web wallet or blockchain merchant wallet working there so your customers can easily pay with Bitcoin. So if you've been thinking about accepting Bitcoin and you just weren't quite sure how to go about doing it, at your business, blockchain.com has the solution. And as an added bonus, there's no terms of service or ID requirements of any kind. You don't have to apply for this. You just go download the app from the Google Play Store and get started. Zero fees, by the way, using the blockchain merchant app from blockchain.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we're going to continue here. The story about that Ellen is sharing with us about Obamacare, these bureaucrats who've been working in the, sort of processing center or something like that.
It's a processing center in Kentucky.
They are so bored. They have no responsibilities, apparently, whatsoever. Maybe it's because the whole system doesn't work, or I don't know what the reason is for this, but they came in there expecting they're going to have some sort of a job. Well, it turns out their job is to goof around and play games and
doodle. And they got $1.2 million to do this.
So we're going to get back into that story here in a moment. But first, to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got Lot listening in Indiana to WIMS in Michigan City. Hey, Lot.
Good afternoon, good evening, namaste, brother and sister.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, I would like to try to, if we can, define the concept of reality.
Oh, boy. All right. This should be fun.
I'll make it real quick, and I'm just, just kind of off thinking on it. So everything in which we see, feel, taste, touch, smell, so forth and so on, is all a feeling that is interpreted by our brain, and then it is related to the conscious, that which is awake, that which is observing, which is each and every individual. Do we agree? I mean, to me, it's the idea.
That sounds about right, but, I mean, those senses are perceived based on physical reality, though, which I believe is pretty much unchanging.
I agree with you so far, Lot.
So, everything is interpreted through the feeling that we associate to what we call the physical realm. Now, what we physically experience is only allowed to be experienced by through the subconscious, because the subconscious is the filter between the conscious, well, obviously, it's the conscious and what it is that's going on. Now, from the research that I've done and from what, I've come across, the conscious element only picks up about 2,000 bits of information per second. And supposedly, the subconsciousness is picking up 4 million bits of information per second. So there's this funnel, there's this, giant gap of what we're actually missing, of what's actually really going on.
Sure, around. And some would say that, for instance, taking psychedelic drugs or entheogenic drugs would expand or shift one's ability to perceive that incoming information that would allow your consciousness to sort of expand to different areas than it normally acts, thereby being able to receive that extra information that you're talking about.
Well, of course, and the best part is really, you don't need psychedelic drugs. You don't really need anything to access that. You just have to have the will and the intent. And then once the will and the intent and the feeling of doing so is all then felt and processed, it's let go and sent to the subconscious. And the subconscious ultimately creates the reality in which each one of us exists in. Although, yes, we are all sharing a group version, but the path of each individual that they're taking is all uniquely different. So ultimately, it is created from their own and shared by all. And I just feel that, you know, people take too much in consideration for that which is physical, when really, ultimately, everything that you're experiencing is through oneself.
Absolutely true. I mean, I think that we were talking about this earlier this week about how it is that you can't really prove that you're or anyone else is here, right? Like, as you said, everything that you experience is filtered through your senses, and it's certainly possible that you could be experiencing a very persuasive and very very good computer simulation or some sort of simulation wherein, you know, sort of a la The Matrix, where, you know, you could be in this pod, right, and you would have no idea if some sort of program was able to interface and manipulate those senses.
See, I believe that we live in a concrete reality, but everybody does have their filters that they see the world through, like, people have emotional filters by which their viewpoints are skewed, which can account for a lot of the disparity between people's opinions on the same topic.
Well, then to resolve that issue, then you would have to look at the idea of how the conscious itself is split up. Now, conscious itself is split up to that which is and that in which the ego thinks it is. Now, the ego has been in control and has been basically set in place upon generations upon generations, and that's just the way we were trained to think. So we allow ourselves to have emotions and react in certain ways that ultimately aren't necessarily how we would really want to act, but we do so because of how we felt about it and how it's been preset upon us through our experiences growing up. And that which it is, if you are able to tap into the ability to that which is, what the ego would think to be as good or bad is no longer good or bad, because the reality is you have a choice. The individual has a choice on how you feel about anything. Anything that happens, you have that choice. And if you are trying to choose to be happy, like how they call it, spiritual people, their essence is trying to become happy and find that peace and balance and harmony in their own existence and be able to spread that. Well, it's all about what you're willing to do. It's all about how far are you willing to go. How much of what you thought to be are you willing to tear away at to really expose that which is and embrace it?
Good stuff, Lon. I really appreciate the perspective and the call tonight. There's more on the way here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may bring up anything that you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. Anything from your comments on the news to existential reality discussions, we can handle whatever. I mean, you can share whatever's on your mind here, whether we agree or not is another question. And I don't know, Ellen, if you and I necessarily are on the same page.
It sounded like we had a slightly differing opinion.
Reality. We can dig into that further here in a moment. Something that is certainly true is this: whether you believe that the reality is concrete, as Ellen suggested she does, or that it may be some sort of an illusion created by a computer program sometime in the future or now or whatever. Whatever you believe about reality, the fact is it's pretty persistent. Like, it seems like it's here. It seems
it's
like
reliable.
It's real. Yeah. It tends to be there when you wake up in the morning, and so therefore you got to take certain steps to protect yourself in this reality, like ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that right now your internet service provider is likely logging every website you visit, every search term you enter for up to 5 years in some cases. They hold on to those logs for a long time. Now, you can actually stop that from happening by getting ProXPN. You go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can download their software. It's available for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, and Android devices. If you're a Linux user, setup's a little bit different for you. Just contact their tech support, and they'll help you through that. But ProXPN's great. It encrypts your data, meaning that the ISP will not be able to log you anymore. And with their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth. You also get to select different servers around the world to which you can connect. Now, they do have a free account, but the bandwidth is limited, and you only get one server. So you're going to want to upgrade to their premium account. In addition, you can privately torrent with a premium account, something you can't do with their free account. Go to proxvn.com/FTL. Get started there. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use our code FTL20 to get 20% off for the lifetime of the account. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20. And keep in mind, you got a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You really have nothing to lose with ProXPN, and they don't keep records of your online surfing habits. So proxpn.com/FTL, code FTL20. I like ProXPN. It's a great service, and it's so affordable. Now, we can talk further about the sort of the nature of reality. You said, Ellen, that, and we can get back into the Obamacare thing, is just the bureaucrats will always be waiting and lazy and doing
right.
nothing.
But reality is a little more important to crack down on right now.
Well, I mean, it's a fascinating discussion. And our last call there from Michigan City has some very specific viewpoints about sort of the nature of consciousness and what we're experiencing. And you say you think that there's a concrete reality. And that would have been, I think, one of the differences between your position and mine. My position is I don't know what reality is. I know that I'm in this place and that there are certain rules that seem to be in effect here in this this reality. And those rules seem to be pretty, you know, set. Right? They seem to be pretty set in stone. Like, gravity's here today. It's probably not going to be gone tomorrow. So, I mean, by that definition, we could say that that's concrete because it's consistent, I guess. But when you say concrete, do you mean that that something is, that reality exists with or without you?
Yes. Basically, like, the fact that you're alive and that you can think, it pretty much is proof enough of existence. Like, I think, therefore I am, probably one of the most famous sayings of all time. It's the only thing that you can, like, logically deduce without having to know anything else. So, just, you know that you're alive, and you know that you exist, so therefore other things exist as well. And, like you said, gravity exists, like, the speed of light is a constant. There's rules that are always there. And, like, every morning when you wake up, you're going to take a step, and the ground is going to be there. And, you know, if reality didn't exist, we wouldn't be able to be sitting here talking like we are now.
That's certainly true. But, of course, if it were a computer simulation, we would be able to be sitting here talking because we would be convinced that reality exists by the computer simulation.
That's true. But at the same time, how unlikely is that? Like, who's going to... Who's going to create a computer program that has us in pods creating this completely realistic reality for us? Like, that's taking extreme measures, and I don't know if there's any technology out there that's good enough to do that.
The pods thing was just an example, just to bring it sort of to an understandable level someone who has seen The Matrix.
I'm sure most people have seen The Matrix.
Right. Well, a lot of people haven't. I guess younger people may not have seen The Matrix, but that was just the only reason I gave that, was just kind of give an example. The computer program could be that that we're just the part of the program, right? Like, that we're simulated AI, essentially, and part of this program. So there might not have to be pods, I guess is what I'm saying. It could just
be... But then how would you explain, like, unpredictable human behavior?
I don't know if you would explain it as unpredictable. You could say that everything is possible and that in, you know, different universes and realities, everything manifests. Like, you know, in some other universe, you're the president, for instance, or whatever.
Maybe, but I don't know that. Right now, all I know is this life that I'm living.
It's true. It's true. That's all we ever really can know, and I doubt there's ever going to be a crack in the code of the program to reveal itself as, aha, you've been fooled this whole time.
No, but that would be pretty crazy. No one would expect that.
It would be crazy, but you said how likely is it? And there is, oh man, you know, there was actually a story we talked about last year, maybe, or previously, where the suggestion was that once humanity and technology reaches a certain point, that making simulation programs to simulate the past will be trivial because, you know, programming over time, even though computers are more complicated now than ever, we're also able to do more now than ever with computers as, you know, in simulations and things
like that. That's true. But also the human mind is so complex that it would be very difficult for anybody to create a computer as sophisticated. Like, it's the most sophisticated computer in the universe.
There's no doubt about that. Although some are saying that the combined computing power of all of the computers on the internet, you know, Google, essentially, is the equivalent of a human brain.
One single human brain.
Right.
How puny is that in comparison to the entire population of
the
world?
Sure, laugh it up now, Ms. Human, but keep in mind that look at like what 20 years of development has done for technology. I was just looking at a video game today that's coming out soon called Wolfenstein. For those of you who've been around since the 1990s, the early 90s, this, you may remember the original Wolfenstein. It was sort of the granddaddy of what is now a huge genre in the video game world, the first-person shooter. And, you know, you went around through the these old German castles, and you would shoot Nazis. And it was very cheesy and very, you know,
American.
Right, that's certainly true. The new game, you know, here now 20-plus years later, It's not quite photorealistic, but it's darn close, and it looks amazing. You know, the graphical technology is just mind-blowingly good. The gameplay is far better than, you know, it was 20 years ago, so the advancements are significant.
That's
so
true.
It's easy for us to say, you can't use computers to make a human brain. Well, not in our current reality, but in the future, maybe.
But the thing, the way that you can tell the difference between a video game and real life is that in a video game, you don't have very many alternatives. You have a set path that you go down. It's pre-programmed. Whereas in everyday life, you have millions of opportunities to do different things.
Well, that's true, but there's still only a set amount of choices in real life as well. There are certain things you just can't do. You can't go outside and fly away.
That would be violating the laws of physics, so
it
no.
Would be.
But
I mean, you also can't, like, where there's some certain things you can't do, right? You're not in charge fully of all the options. So there are only certain options on the table. And there are actually some people who would argue against the idea of free will. They say that everything is predetermined, that, you know, all of your choices are predictable based on your past experiences. I don't subscribe to that personally.
Okay, good, because I was going to have to prove you wrong just then.
We'll come back with more here in moments. You're welcome to share your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Speak on the nature of reality. We can also get back to Obamacare, or still to come here tonight, the sex toy ban in one Georgia town. It's going to court, and we'll tell you more about that. 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and we have gone off the rails into the world of, well, does the world exist? Is, you know, what is reality? Is it this concrete thing that would be there with or without you? Or does its existence depend on you, as one of the chatters is suggesting here? We'll share that in a moment. And, or is it all just a computer simulation? That's a possibility as well. What is the truth? Well, maybe we'll never know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but it is fun to talk about it. 855-450-3733. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. In fact, you can go there and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of ways. One of them is to actually contribute content to the front page of the website. Just go to freetalklive.com and you can submit a news story or a YouTube video or an opinion piece, something that you think's interesting, something on, you know, this topic or any other discussion or whatever it is you want to share from online. You submit it there to the front page of freetalklive.com. It is then able to be voted on by other Free Talk Live listeners at that point. And we will assess the votes. We will look at the stories and maybe we'll talk about some of that stuff on the air. You can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And another great website to go and get liberty-oriented news and information is freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms Phoenix works a little differently than Free Talk Live. With Freedoms Phoenix, they actually have an editor. Basically, at freetalklive.com, you are the editor. At Freedoms Phoenix, you can still submit content, but they have a human editor who goes in and kind of picks and chooses what they think are the most relevant stories. And they got a lot of them every single day. In fact, they provide the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Johnson is in Keene, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live, Johnson.
Hey, so hey. I wanted to talk about determinism.
Okay, what is that?
So determinism, well, is the, you know, the idea that all of your decisions are predetermined and that you don't have any choices, right?
Yes.
So, and I want to discuss a little bit about why determinism is based on a logical fallacy. And that logical fallacy is called circular reasoning. And so, and a lot of people fall prey to circular reasoning, especially in my belief of, obviously, the religious, you know, God, they kind of do that, you know, God exists, therefore God exists kind of thing.
That's true, right? Because it is true.
Right, exactly. Like, well, if, you know, there can't be anything that created, you know, the universe, you know, there has to be something that created the universe because, you know, God is the creator. Well, then what created God? Mm. So, you know, it's like that kind of like circular reasoning. But determinism is sort of this idea that if you have enough information and mathematical values and prediction information that, you know, like, for example, if you have all the variables and you have, like, a ball on a hill, you're going to know which side the ball is going to roll down. If you have, you know, like, it's positioned just a little bit this way and, you know, you've got all that. So the idea is that if you have enough information, you can determine, for example, exactly what the neurotransmitters and the chemicals in someone's brain would be and all the positions of all the atoms in their brain, and therefore you're going to be able to determine, you know, scientifically what decision that person is going to make, and therefore if you can determine what decision that person is going to make based on, you know, the chemicals in their brain, then obviously that person doesn't have any free will, right?
That's one of the things that I was suggesting earlier. I don't think either Ellen or I take that position, but yeah, there are people out there who believe that based on your past, you know, decisions, based on your past experiences, that what you do today can be predicted.
Right. And so here's the thing that why that's in a way wrong is because it rests, that logic rests upon itself to be true. In other words, all of your past experiences and whatnot are what are leading you to that decision, you know, we're leading you to a decision that you're going to make, which doesn't necessarily mean that things are predetermined. You're making that decision. And so saying that it's predetermined is, I mean, I don't know if you see what I'm saying, but saying that that's predetermined because someone is making that decision doesn't necessarily mean that it's predetermined. It means that you're thinking it's predetermined because, you know, that you're seeing something play out.
So you're saying because people use their free will to make this decision, that it basically proves that determinism is a fallacy?
In a way.
Well, the determinists would disagree. The determinists would say that, you know, you don't have free will and you would have made that decision regardless. And that, you know, because of all of your past, you couldn't possibly have made the other decision because of your previous interactions and or experiences.
But here's the problem. If you made the other decision, they would say that that would
say the same thing. Right.
Right. They would say that that's predetermined. So it's circular logic. You know, they're always going to say that it's predetermined, and it's predetermined because it's predetermined. So that's why it doesn't work. And then there's another argument, which I can't necessarily make, but there's something called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. And I'm not talking about Breaking Bad. I'm talking about the scientist. Heisenberg talks about the fact that you can't measure the speed and position of a particular particle in space at any given time at the quantum level. Like, there are certain things that cannot be measured. And
no, wait, it's okay. I know there's a confusion, and I have to admit I'm one of the ones who's confused. Is the Heisenberg – I actually happen to have the article up for uncertainty principle here. Is the Heisenberg principle the one where that you can't measure something until you observe it, that something isn't in position or observable or whatever, or that
the moment you try to observe the position and speed of a certain particle, you can either measure one or the other, but you can't have both at the same time.
Hmm. Right. It has to do with light, for example. Like, because light particles are, you know, the way to measure a light particle would require that particle to have moved by the time you measured it. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
So you can't absolutely know its speed and position. Now, the reason why I say that's not necessarily true anymore is that actually I read an article just the other day that apparently scientists have made a massive breakthrough in violating the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which had me kind of excited because that's kind of like the first place I learned about the Heisenberg uncertainty principle was Star Trek. The Heisenberg couplers are what they're known in Star Trek because, you know, and hey, learning physics from a TV show, great. But what I learned about the Heisenberg couplers, which is a device in the sci-fi universe of Star Trek, is that they are used to compensate for the Heisenberg uncertainty principle to allow for proper teleportation. Because if you can't scan the molecular structure of a human being exactly and replicate that exactly, mm-hmm. then what would happen would be, you know, you'd get, you know, mush on the other side of a teleporter. So they, you know, they need to compensate for this uncertainty principle. And so what's interesting is that apparently scientists have made a huge leap forward very recently in actually doing this, which is kind of interesting that they might be able to, you know, really kind of advance these, you know, potential for medical science scans and all that kind of stuff. So,
Johnson, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight on determinism. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, James. Hello.
Yeah, Ian, Minister.
What's up, Ian? James?
Well, the reason why religious people like me never debate whether a reality exists or not, because it does exist, and they, and because of a matter of faith, they also believe, but myself included, that a God created that reality that your previous caller that I heard a lot on your station, like every day this week, talked about stuff. Again, I reassert that it is nonsense, and but I don't mean to mock him. Although I do think it's funny that somebody that thinks I'm a hypocrite for mocking him mocked people that believe in Adam and Eve and Noah's Ark stories. Whether or not one takes them literally or not, I don't. I don't know a single Catholic that thinks human beings were created, or the world, or the universe we exist in was created more than 6,000 years. But what I will say about that ironic mocking of my religion, I won't call AC anti-Christ bigot, although he sounds like one, when he's making fun of me. But who would Jesus nuke, by the way? Does he know the story of Noah, by the way, and what God did to the fallen world? He killed everybody.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a violent, terrible God. And I have to say I'm embarrassed by the actions of that God. Thank you, James, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, he's talking about the Old Testament God that is just a horrible God. Just a horribly violent being that takes out his wrath on the poor creatures that he allegedly created on this planet. They flood the whole planet and drowned everybody.
Well, there's some massive change in his ideology between the Old and New Testament.
Right. And, of course, you know, it's hard to really get a Christian to explain that, why the God seems so different in the New Testament versus the Old Testament. It's just kind of something they bypass. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour number two is on the way on Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.